Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Scott Gerber here. Scott's a great member of our Brain Trust, 5 years now. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job. He's the founder of the Young Entrepreneurs Council and many other organizations that he's working on these days. He's mentioned one of them a little bit earlier, the Forbes Councils. Scott, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about how to break up some of these big honking jobs that look like they're going to eat us alive before we get them done. How to break them down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds really funny, but I think a lot of people are guilty of getting stuck in analysis paralysis. You know, this idea that you're just going to keep planning, or you have such a big vision for something that you always talk about the vision, but you never talk about the steps. It's like when young entrepreneurs talk to me all the time about how like they love, let's say, like a Steve Jobs. Right? They never talk about the fact that he was fired from his own company, that he almost went bankrupt twice. Like, they don't talk about the story; they talk about the journey. So they miss sort of the train ride of stops to the end result because they just think it's about the end result. So that's almost a cause for concern, because if you never ever take those steps, it's mainly because you're stuck in this paralysis. So, you know, a lot of times, like, I have a routine.
You know, you make a good point there, Scott. I want let me land on that for just a minute, because I think that's an excellent point. And that is so much of our, you know, we miss a lot of enjoying a lot of our lives if all we think about is the end result, right? I mean, that's the reason why I tell small business owners not to, you know, don't wish your life away. When you reach any kind of a milestone in your small business, celebrate it. Have a little milestone, have a little celebration. A big milestone, have a big celebration. But you know, the journey is what you want to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so in order to get to that big vision or that big task for the day, you know, I usually say that there are three key elements that you need to do. You know, the first is you have to determine if your task is simple or complex. You know, the simple tasks are ones that, you know, really don't have a lot of moving parts and usually can be done in one step. You know, you think of that as like, you know, a daily activity that you just have to complete, you know, whether it's filling out a form or something very simple and basic. And then obviously complex tasks are made up of many components, you know, where you have to literally do maybe 10 things in order to check it off the box. And so once you identify what that case is, you can wrap your head around it differently. So for complex tasks as a second step, you know, you want to think about it in terms
of
an action.
How do you determine if it's simple or complex?
You know, I think that
what would be the difference for you?
Yeah, I mean, a simple thing for me is, you know, something along the lines of, let's say, writing checks in the morning to vendors, right? Something as simple as that. You write the checks, it's off your chart, right? Whereas a complex thing is selecting a vendor. So the idea of selecting a vendor means you first have to know what you need. You have to have an RFP, potentially a scope analysis. You have to know what your budget is. So there's already five steps in that before you can check that off the box. And so when
wouldn't one of the best ways to say it would be, like you said, a simple task is something I can start and finish without talking to anybody else.
Correct.
A complex task would be something that where I might have to wait on somebody else to finish.
Either someone else, or it just takes multiple different points of your time and energy to complete it. But yes, absolutely.
I've got to learn something. There's a third step in the middle I have to learn something about. I can't finish this till I learn that.
Correct. And so at the end of the day, I think that if you create an action step plan, something that says, okay, take this complex task and now let's break it down into every single component. So again, going back to the let's find a vendor scenario, first you have to have the scope. That's number one. Is that simple or complex? And you do this exercise over and over and over again until you end up with basically a checklist that's almost bullet-pointed with sub-bullets. So now your very complex task actually might have been a series of smaller complex tasks on top of a number of simple tasks. And so now you can actually attack it from a very visual standpoint, you know, whereas it used to be just one thing that you just never got around to finishing. Now you've got a series of 20, even 30 steps. As simple as that might sound, to exercise, most people don't do it, because they just say, oh, I've got to just get this done. But you'd be incredibly surprised at how much more productive you get when you could visualize your actual activities. And then the final thing, you know, I often say is like every exercise you ever do, you have to analyze your success and failures throughout every process so you can, you know, get better at the ways you're doing things. Maybe you find out that most complex tasks, to your point, Jim, take people in your organization to handle. Well, then you have to ask yourself, why are you doing it? And so maybe next time the test is to give it to somebody else. So
I want to come back to the action. I want to come back to the action steps for a minute, because one of the things that I try to do whenever I've got a project like that is I try to you know, identify the things, especially if it's a complex complex project. I try to identify the things that I know I can do, and I try to get those out of the way. But also, what another way that a complex plan or project you have to do is sometimes you have to do something before somebody else can help you. And so what I'll do is I'll identify what other people need to do to help me. I'll get it to them first. I'll do whatever I need to do to get it to them first, so they can be working on that part of the project while I'm working on my part of the project. That took me a while to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to sort of have like almost a secondary tip here, I mean, I think the reality is most business owners are terrible at delegation. They have the "I must do it myself" mentality, and for any manager
because I'm perfect.
Small business. Yeah, exactly. And any manager of any kind that knows, that has been through the trenches and has been successful as a result knows, you know, at a certain point, delegation is not only, you know, crucial, it's a must. I mean, you just can't get away from it. I'm happy to say, you know, my company is near 60 employees. You know, I still remember a day where I was doing, you know, every single part of the business in some capacity on a daily basis.
Because you either didn't know any better or you couldn't afford it to do anything else, right? Hold on to that thought, Scott. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the website quickly, Scott.
YEC.co, ForbesCouncil.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.